रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 एंड 10। यतते जसा नृपशिरो नृघ्रिम अहन मखार्थम आर्यो नुजस्तव गजायुत सत्व वीरयः
आर्यो अनुजस्वतव गजायुत सत्व
वीरयः
तेना
हृताः प्रमथनाथ मखाय भूपा
तेनाथ प्रमथनाथ मखाय भूपा
यन्मोचितास्तद अनयम् बलिम् अध्वरेते
तेजसा
बाय इन्फ्लुएंस नृपशिरः अंग्रिम One whose feet are adored by the heads of kings. Ahan.
Killed.
Makartham.
For the sacrifice.
Aryah.
Respectable.
Anujaha.
Younger brother.
Tava.
Your.
Gaja Ayuta. 10,000 elephants.
Sattva Viraha.
Powerful existence.
Tena.
By him.
Aharta.
Collected. Pramathanatha. The Lord of the Ghosts.
Mahabhairava.
Makhaya.
For sacrifice.
Bhupa.
Kings.
Yat mochita. By whom they were released. Tat anayan. All of them brought.
Balim.
Taxes.
Advare.
Presented.
Te.
Your. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, killed by His Grace Jarasandha, whose feet were worshipped by many kings. These kings had been brought for sacrifice in Jarasandha's Mahabhairava Yajna, but they were thus released. Later they paid tribute to Your Majesty. Please repeat. Your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, killed by his grace,
Jarasandha,
whose feet were worshipped by many kings. These kings had been brought for sacrifice
in Jarasandha's
Mahabhairava Yajna. But they were thus released. Later they paid tribute to Your Majesty. Purport. Jarasandha was a very powerful king of Magadha, and the history of his birth and activities is also very interesting. His father, King Brihadratha, was also a very prosperous and powerful king of Magadha, but he had no son, although he married 2 daughters of the king of Kashi. Being disappointed in not getting a son from either of the 2 queens, the king, along with his wives, left home to live in the forest for austerities. But in the forest he was blessed by one great rishi to have a son, and he gave him 1 mango to be eaten by the queens. The queens did so and were very soon pregnant. The king was very happy to see the queens bearing children, but when the ripe time approached, the queens delivered one child in two parts, one from each of the queen's wombs. The two parts were thrown in the forest where a great she-demon used to live, and she was glad to have some delicate flesh and blood from the newly born child. Out of curiosity, she joined the two parts, and the child became complete and regained life. The she-demon was known as Jara, and being compassionate on the childless king, she went to the king and presented him with the one nice child. The king was very pleased with the she-demon and wanted to reward her according to her desire. The she-demon expressed her desire that the child be named after her, and thus the child was surnamed Jarasandha, or one who was joined by Jara, the she-demon. In fact, the Jarasandha was born as one of the parts and parcels of the demon Viprachitti. The saint by whose benedictions the queens bore the child was called Chandra Kaushika, who foretold of the child before his father Brahadatta. Since he possessed demoniac qualities from birth, naturally he became a great devotee of Lord Shiva, who is the lord of all ghostly and demoniac men. Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and so also King Jarasandha. He used to sacrifice all arrested kings before Lord Mahabhairava, and by his military power he defeated many small kings and arrested them to butcher before Mahabhairava. There are many devotees of Lord Mahabhairava or Kala Bhairava in the province of Bihar, formerly called Magadha. Jarasandha was a relative of Kamsa, the maternal uncle of Krishna, and therefore after Kamsa's death, King Jarasandha became a great enemy of Krishna, and there were many fights between Jarasandha and Krishna. Lord Krishna wanted to kill him, but he also wanted that those who served as military men for Jarasandha might not be killed. Therefore, a plan was adopted to kill him. Krishna, Bhima and Arjuna together went to Jarasandha in the dress of a poor Brahmanas and begged charity from King Jarasandha. Jarasandha never refused charity to any Brahmana, and he performed many sacrifices also, yet he was not on a par with devotional service. Lord Krishna, Bhima and Arjuna asked Jarasandha for the facility of fighting him, and it was settled that Jarasandha would fight with Bhima only. So all of them were both guests and combatants of Jarasandha, and Bhima and Jarasandha fought every day for several days. Bhima became disappointed, but Krishna gave him hints about Jarasandha's being joined together as an infant, and thus Bhima dissected him again and so killed him. All the kings who were detained in the concentration camp to be killed before Mahabhairava were thus released by Bhima. Feeling thus obliged to the Pandavas, they paid tribute to King Yudhishthira. We'll take the next one also because it's connected.
Patnyastava dhimakha klipta mahabhisheka slaghishta charu kabaram kitavai sabhayam Laghishta charu kabaram kitavai sabhayam sprashtam vikirya padayo patitashru mukhya sprashtam vikirya padayo patishashru mukta patitashru mukta mukhya yastat shistriyo kratahate shavimukha vimukta kesha Yastat sriyo kritahatesha vimukta kesha.
It was he only who loosened the hair of all the wives of the miscreants, who dared open the cluster of your queen's hair, which had been nicely dressed and sanctified for the great Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. At that time, she fell down at the feet of Lord Krishna with tears in her eyes. Purport. Queen Draupadi had a beautiful bunch of hair which was sanctified in the ceremonial function of Rajasuya's Yajna. But when she lost in a bet, Dushasan touched her glorified hair to insult her. Draupadi then fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna decided that all the wives of Dushasan and company should have their hair loosened as a result of a battle of Kurukshetra. Thus, after the battle of Kurukshetra, after all the sons and grandsons of Dhritarashtra died in battle, all the wives of the family were obliged to loosen their hair as widows. In other words, all the wives of the Kuru family became widows because of Dushasan's insulting a great devotee of the Lord. The Lord can tolerate insults upon himself by any miscreant because the father tolerates even insults from the son. But he never tolerates insults upon his devotees. By insulting a great soul, one has to forego all the results of pious acts and benedictions also.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yatate Jasa Nirpashiro Ningrim Ahan Makartham Aryo Nujastava Gajayuta Sattva Virya Tena Hrataha Pramathanatham Makhaya Bhupa Yan Mochitastad Anayam Balim Advarete. Your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, killed by his grace Jarasandha, whose feet were worshipped by many kings. These kings had been brought for sacrifice in Jarasandha's Mahabhairava Yajna, but they were thus released. Later they pay tribute to your majesty.
Patnyas tavadi makha kripklipta mahabhisheka slagishta charu kabaram kitavai sabhayam sprashtam vikirya padayo pati tashru mukhya yast Tat Shriyo Krita Hatesha Vimukta Kesha.
It was he only who loosened the hair of all the wives of the miscreants and dared open the cluster of your queen's hair, which had been nicely dressed and sanctified for the great Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. At that time, she fell down at the feet of Lord Krishna with tears in her eyes. So Arjuna continues to tell you, Maharaj Yudhishthira, about glories of the Lord Krishna. Here he talks about two incidents. One is killing of Jarasandha by Bhima. And the whole description is given by Prabhupada, so I don't have to repeat that. Who was Jarasandha? Little more details, like Krishna fought with Jarasandha for 18 years. You know, every year they were fighting. Every year. And that's how Krishna lived in Mathura for 18 years. Krishna lived in Vrindavan for about 11-12 years. And then he lived in Mathura for 18 years. And then he lived for about 100 years in Dwaraka. So that is Krishna's leelas on this planet. So when Jarasandha could not be killed by Bhima after a long, prolonged fight, then Krishna took a straw and he broke it and just threw. Other way, you know. Because whatever it was happening, you know, you tried to kill him, you know, everything was getting back. He was getting back. But then when the two things, then Bhima put his feet on the thighs, you know, and just broke him into two and threw to two other sides. And that's how Jarasandha was killed. And Dushasana, after Draupadi was one by the Kauravas, you know, he pulled her hair, which was, naturally she was a queen, princess. So, the dress, I mean, her hair was so nice, but it was pulled. So Krishna, you know, when the person dies in Kshatriya family, the ladies become widow and they don't tie their hair anymore, you know, their hair has to be kept loose. This is the old system, Vedic system. So, all the wives of the Kauravas had to do that, you know. Just because one of the Kauravas insulted Draupadi, the great devotee of Krishna. And that's what Prabhupada explains, that Krishna can tolerate insult to himself, like a father sometimes tolerates. But he cannot tolerate the insult to a devotee. We know many instances, like Amrish Maharaj, you know, when he was being attacked by Durvasa Muni, Krishna did not tolerate, you know. He just sent Sudarshan Chakra to finish off Durvasa Muni. So like that, we see that how we should remember Krishna. This is a nice teaching of Arjuna to us. You know, we just talk of Krishna a little, very little. In our whole day, maybe now we are talking for about 15 minutes Mahabhagavatam, but then we are so busy in our own work. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh, Krishna Upadesh, Krishna Katha. Whenever people talk, and they talk of some heroism and so on, you know, the political heroes and sports heroes and film heroes. So we should portray Krishna as the biggest hero. He is, right? Nobody can be anywhere near him. So we should get an opportunity to tell others about Krishna. We should not be shy of that. So we'll like to stop here. Thank you very much. श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय